Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good evening, everyone. Special thank you to all those who are patient waiting in the confessional line. You guys are the best, all right? There's a lot of people who want to go to confession on Monday nights, and it's great. Thank you for your patience in making sure you get the sacrament and that we get through in a good fashion, too. And if you ever get to catch Father Will or Father Jim, Father Will's here tonight, I think. If you ever get to catch them after Mass, make sure you thank them or anywhere else, the grocery store or something. They do this out of the kindness of their own hearts. They could be charging me $50 a time, according to the diocesan policy. They don't, So please just say thank you to them. They're good, strong priests, and we need them, and they do a great work. So let's take a moment tonight to call to mind our sins and ask the Lord to show us his mercy. We hear the first few lines of the book of the letter of St. James tonight in our first reading. St. James's letter is a fan favorite for Catholics, largely because it proves that we're right when it comes to faith and works. Thank you. Deacon Rocky at least reads the Bible. All right, he got the joke. In that scripture passage, or in that book of the Bible, St. James is very practical. He says, do this and don't do that. This leads to that, and this is a fruit of this action. It's very good. If you want something to start, like an entry-level place in the Bible, open to James. He's got a lot of good stuff. Well, tonight we hear the opening of chapter 1, the very first lines of his letter. In that letter, in those opening lines, I think it's actually verse 2 and following, he says, count it pure joy when you're involved in every sort of trial. What? Count it pure joy when you're involved in every sort of trial. How is that possible? He goes on. He says, because when your faith is tested, this produces perseverance. And perseverance creates completion or perfection in the Lord, as he says. Testing leads to completion, but the middle step is necessary, perseverance. I think that's where most of us get hung up, right? Something bad happens and we don't know how to react to it, or we're confused about our vocation and we don't know how to take the first step or the next step. Someone is bothering us. We don't know how to approach them about it. We're carrying around a burden from something we're angry about. We don't know how to let it go. We're being tested. There's a trial. We've got to persevere through it to reach our completion or our perfection. How do we persevere? That's the question. Well, there's three simple things that you might learn on a weekend retreat here in our diocese called piety, study, and action. Anyone heard of those? Good. PSA, this is your announcement, all right? PSA, piety, study, and action. Those three things, I think you could actually probably add community to that too, can help you in perseverance. Where should I go next? How should I act? What should I do in this trial or testing? The first one is piety. If you're not praying, you'll never know. If you want to find out what God is wanting for you, what God has created you to be, what God is doing in your suffering, or what he can do because of your suffering, the only way to find out is to talk with him. You can do that here on Monday nights for an hour, well, 50 minutes before Mass starts, from 6:30 to 7:30, right? In adoration, where you're literally face to face with our Lord in silence. Your phone is off, unless you're using it to pray or for the act of contrition. That happens a lot. Your phone is off. No one's tapping on the shoulder, except maybe your kids are or your spouse is. And you get to be one-on-one with the Lord. I think that people totally underestimate the power of doing nothing. Because Jesus says, when you're doing nothing with him, it's the only way you can do everything. In fact, he says, without me, you can do nothing. Right? Without me. Be here with him. Play the rosary. Go to Mass. Go to Mass on a daily basis, not just on the weekends. When we do these actions, when we're doing pious practices, it opens us up to avenues of grace. And when God's grace is active and operative, we can take hold of it and make the next right step. But piety is not sufficient of itself. There's many a holy person who sits in church all day and is a curmudgeon when they die. Not you, right? Another one of that is study. You got to learn things. You know, sometimes saints in history have been divinely inspired. They've literally been zapped by the heavens and said, here's the thing to do next, right? Even just this weekend, someone told me that they thought Padre Pio might have actually been to the hospital to visit one of their loved ones. He was known to bilocate, right? That he would show up in two places at the same time. There's one story that actually he appeared to, somebody jumped off a bridge in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. They jumped off to commit suicide. They didn't die. They were taken to the hospital. While they're in the hospital, when they came to, they said, who was that priest that heard my confession while I was falling? It's Padre Pio, right? So some people have this rare gift of being zapped by grace, where you all of a sudden have this innate knowledge of what to do next, this private revelation, we would say, private revelation. But most of us have to do the hard work. That's me, right? We have to do the hard work. We have to find out what the church says. This weekend, we hosted a discernment retreat at our house for 8 high school guys who are pretty serious about discerning priesthood. These are 8 guys that are different than the first 9 guys who came last fall. So that's 17 high school boys that have spent 48 hours, 3 days at our house, away from sports, away from girlfriends, thank God, away from everything else, to say, God, what do you want me to do? At one point in the weekend, I saw one of the guys sitting down on a break. It was during some just free time. He was sitting down reading a book, and I didn't know what book it was, and I wasn't going to bother him. And so I waited till he left, and the book was still sitting there, and so I went and looked at it. It was the Baltimore Catechism. A teenage guy was willingly choosing to read the Catechism of the Catholic Church during free time, while at a house where he could have all the cookies and soda and friends he wants, right? When's the last time you opened a catechism? If we don't ask the church what the truth is, how will we ever know it? So many times people will come to me and say, I disagree with this thing about the church's teaching. I'll say, okay, have you consulted the church? Have you Googled it and found good documents? Have you asked someone who's knowledgeable in that area? Have you watched any good YouTube videos about this? And they're like, no. Well, okay, then leave, right? We'll talk later, right? There's information out there, and it's not because we as a church want to put ourselves under a bind. It's because we want to set ourselves free. The church knows what works and what doesn't work. Consult her. She'll teach you. Study. The last piece is action. Now, this means, in the Curcio movement, is to go and evangelize. Now, this is like sharing the gospel, right? Befriend Jesus, make a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. I think I messed that up, but it's something along those lines. Anyways, we're supposed to go out and bring the gospel to other people so that we can bring them back to the Lord who can save them. Well, on this piece, I also want to say for the action as when it comes to perseverance, I mean, just do something. Just do something. The Lord is never going to fault you for good intentions. You know, people will ask me, Father, I don't know if I should go to seminary next year, to the house of the sermon, if I should date this girl, if I should go to the Peace Corps or this or that. I'm like, whoa, buddy, like, just chill, you know, like, what's your next best move? They'll say, well, maybe to Google this, do that. Because when you Google the Peace Corps, you start reading about it, you'll get consolation or desolation. And consolation means keep going, and desolation means pick something else. You'll never know, though, until you start trying to take action, to try to do something with it. You know, ask the girl out, right? If she says no, guess what? That's a no, right? Go to the house of discernment. No. Even if she says yes, go to the house of sermon. Heck, leave her behind. Anyways, if we don't ever try or test it or take a step, we won't get any more information about the situation. God wants us to try, you know, and he's not going to hold you accountable if you mess it up. Well, if you do it accidentally. I watched an Instagram reel or something. It was a little short video the other day, and it was a little kid, and he was carrying like this giant plate of cookies, a paper plate, by the lip, right? And so the cookies were like hanging off, you know, the paper plate was bent over. He had a giant glass of water, not milk, water in his hand, and it was full to the brim. And this little kid, he's walking to the living room in his parents' house, and his mom or dad or somebody's taping this. I don't know why they're not helping him. And as he's walking away, As he's walking away, he goes, I won't spill it. I'm not going to spill it. And then he gets to the doorway, and there's a little threshold, and guess what he does? He trips and spills all of it, right? And he goes, oopsie, I'll get a towel. And then goes back and gets a towel, right? And the caption below that said, is this what God sees when he sees me? I'm not going to spill it. I got this under control, right? I know what I'm doing. And just like the parent who was sitting there bouncing with the video that's shaky because they were laughing, right, as they were taping this, the parent didn't lash out at the child. They said, no, clean up your mess. Now you know. It's too many cookies on the plate at one time, right? Come back for the cup of water. Watch out for the threshold there. You know that's a bump. We learn. We've got to do something to get more information about it. And then the final piece I want to kind of throw on the end here with perseverance is community. It's really difficult to try to grow in the virtue of being kind when you're hanging out with people who always gossip. It's very difficult to try to keep a diet if you hang out with people who just eat until midnight. It's much easier, in fact, to become holy when you hang out with holy people. When the background on your phone is a saint, or when the thing hanging from your car rearview mirror is a rosary, you might pray it. Like, when we surround ourselves with people and things, a community or a culture that inspires us to greatness, we're much more likely to believe that we can do it, so that we can persevere. So don't forget that piece. Keep coming to church. Keep having people that you know that you can go to that will build you up in spirit. St. James tonight says that trial should be counted as pure joy. Why? Because it can lead to perfection. And it leads there if we can persevere through these and other ways.